else. That's 800-SIMPLIFY.
MediaCom Prime TV with sports tier and NFL Network required. Not available in all areas.
The Scoreboard Show, Friday nights here on The Gym, is brought to you by J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider and ask for the Booster Club bonus.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s-era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Four minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn, our producer, fresh off of I-3, along with Todd Rommelkamp and Tyler Ryder. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media earlier on today in Iowa City for the first time as the Hawkeyes get ready to take on the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio coming up at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. It's a 2:35 kickoff. Our Before the Boom pregame show, don't forget about that, comes your way on Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And after the final gun, live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. That will come up, after the game, 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock. Whenever they decide to close up shop down at Kinnick Stadium. And that will go for about an hour and a half or so. And then right after that, it'll be USC and Alabama coming your way on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Iowa State and UNI football. That comes up on 1600 AM. Looking forward to that game. I think it's going to be a good one. And that will be on Saturday with a 5 o'clock pregame. That will be on 1600 AM. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. Plenty to talk about in the world of baseball with Cal Eldred. We will do that here in just a little bit. But, Mark, news in college football, news in professional football, and Colin Kaepernick and that whole situation has been pushed to the side because we have a potential, in the last hour or so, very potential major development in the world of the National Football League. If you haven't been listening to ESPN and heard at the top of the hour, Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater apparently sustaining a very, very significant injury. He was carted off the field in an ambulance. It was a non-contact injury. I'm sorry, Viking fans, if I'm ruining your day on this. It was a infamous non-contact drill injury, clutching his left knee. Reporters are tweeting out there, reporting different sources or different platforms, I should say, that they never seen anything like this before, where practice stopped, canceled, media kicked out, basically everybody kicked out. This doesn't sound like a good situation for Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings, Mark.
No, not at all. Ambulance roaring up to practice about 10 minutes after the injury, and reports I've read so far, teammates pretty distraught over the injury. And whether you're a Viking fan or not, you hate to see this happen to anybody, but it's if he misses any length of time, the full season, it's certainly going to be a blow to a team that I thought might contend in the division. And 7098 text line, 319-366-1600. That's our phone and text line. Cyclone Tim, Scott and Mark, I'm a Vikings fan. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, I echo your sentiments. I feel, and we don't know yet. There's going to be a news conference at 4 o'clock. They have just announced from Winter Park for the Minnesota Vikings. Mike Zimmer is going to meet the media at that time. So there's 52 minutes of speculation going on in the Twin Cities right now about Teddy Bridgewater. Does this completely maul the season of the Minnesota Vikings? No, I don't think so. Does it hurt it? It doesn't help, certainly. Sean Hill, Joel Stave are your two backup quarterbacks. Sean Hill has had starting experience before. I think he can do it in the short term. He's never had to do it in the long term. If he has to do it in the long term right here, we'll see if he has the stuff to lead the Vikings. And Packers, obviously, are very good. Detroit, they don't have Calvin Johnson this year. The Bears have not looked good in preseason, I'm sorry to say.
Nope, you're right.
But, you know, it's a team, but that's a big part of the team. And probably there is no more greater and more important a position in any sport than quarterback of a football team.
There are free agent quarterbacks out there who offensive coordinator Norv Turner has worked with, according to CBSSports.com, Brian Hoyer, Brandon Whedon, Matt Castle, Christian Ponder, and the like. Mark Sanchez make any sense?
Oh, yes. Definitely. More people reporting now. And again, these are just reports via the social network. You got to take these with a grain of salt a little bit. Some of them out there, there are many things floating out there. Some are true. Some are not true, probably. An air cast was put on the leg. That is via the Star Tribune. And if that's the case, that's more of a fracture than a knee. But it could be a knee as well. They don't know at this point. Even at 4 o'clock, they're not going to know the extent of the injury because there's going to be swelling right now and probably won't be able to diagnose it for at least a day or two.
A couple other texts coming in, 5615, and David says, are Peyton or Brett taking phone calls?
Well, Peyton's
Favre's already been down that road.
Peyton's not doing anything except doing TV commercials now. They're good TV commercials. Brett Favre. Tebow, what's... Oh, Tebow's a baseball player now. so close.
55-94. Well, I mean, there may be a quarterback cut by the 49ers that's available soon.
Do you do that? If Colin Kaepernick gets cut with everything going on right now, swirling around him, do you bring him in into a situation like this?
I mean, listen... I think we talked plenty about Colin Kaepernick yesterday. Very good discussion on the Afternoon Players Club about that whole situation. I'd like to put that in the rearview mirror until it's relevant news once again. But I don't know which way you go with the Vikings. I guess you first figure out how long Bridgewater's going to be out.
Right.
Second of all, you figure out whether either of the two backups will be serviceable. And then I suppose you dip into the free agent market.
Sure. So Vikings fans on pins and needles right now, at least for the next 51 minutes or so. Well, 49 minutes, I beg your pardon now. And again, Mike Zimmer is going to address the media at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the extent of the Teddy Bridgewater injury. So we've had people chime in on the text line at 319-366-1600, and we appreciate you doing that. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. And obviously a bigger story because it is a Midwest team. If this is something that happened to the Los Angeles Rams or whoever, it wouldn't get as much play around here. But it is the Minnesota Vikings, and there are plenty of Minnesota Vikings fans around here. And they're all kind of holding their breath right now. Some more injury news. The Chiefs. My Chiefs lost Justin Houston for the first six games. He goes on the PUP list. And Josh Mauga out for the year with a shoulder problem. So two linebackers go down for the Chiefs today off a really, really good defense.
Yeah, the final cuts, just the deadline at 3 o'clock this afternoon for teams to get down to 75 players. We mentioned some of those cuts yesterday. James Morris, the former Hawkeye out of Solon, was cut by the Dallas Cowboys. Not sure what James's future may be, but previously E.J. Bibbs and Marshall Kane and Jeremiah George from Iowa State also getting the release. Jordan Walsh also getting cut.
Got to be down, I think, to 75 in the next couple of days or so. Britton Colquitt just cut by the Denver Broncos, their longtime punter for the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. So that's kind of a surprising one right there.
Mm-hmm.
But punters, you get to a certain point where you got to either pay them, you know, or let them go. And there's always another punter, seemingly, in the NFL coming around the corner, which makes what Reggie Roby did and some of those other guys just truly remarkable that they could hang around for that long.
Our friend Joe on the text line, 3560, I'm a Packers fan that feels bad for Vikings fans. And also understand we're all one quarterback injury from being 4-12.
Darn right. Darn right. On my Twitter account, DLA asking Michael Vick to the Vikings? Anything's possible. Anything's possible at this point. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Derek from Marion, who wants to talk about Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings. Derek, are you a disconsolate Viking fan right now? Oh, I think we lost Derek. Give us a call back, Derek. 319-366-16.
A couple other texts. 5594, how about this? With the first pick of the 2016-17 NFL draft, the Vikings select C.J. Beathard. Well, listen, C.J. Beathard has had...
Don't
little,
put that pressure on C.J.
Beathard.
Little
more than
yet.
1 year at the college level. His resume is not complete at the college level, so let's just back down on that a little bit. 1900, what's the big deal, says the Cowboy fan.
Yeah, second quarterback to go down here this week. I think we got Derek back here. Let's bring him in from Marion at 3:15. Derek, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, apparently we
My
don't.
Thought was how, you know, all jokes.
All right, well, we'll find out what's wrong with that and get that taken care of coming up here. I'm sorry, Derek. You lose your quarterback, and now you can't get on the air. So it's been a bad day for you. I apologize for that out there. 319-366-1600 on the text line, and we'll get that phone situation taken care of.
Joel and Muscatine. If Kaepernick can allow them to win 8 to 10 games, he would be worth every penny and headache.
Okay, I think we figured out the phone
line.
Okay,
all right.
Call back, Derek, one more time.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate that. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a moment and get his thoughts on what's going on in Major League Baseball. The other story today is Tim Tebow with his workout and apparently has impressed a lot of people. There were 20 MLB teams, I believe, down
27,
there.
27, I think.
27 teams. Cal Eldred not among them down there watching Tim Tebow. Arm, pretty good. Power. It was there. Had some good hits down there. Yeah, we'll see. We shall see.
Well, between photos and video on Twitter, and I had the MLB Network on at home before I came over to the show, they were showing some highlights from his workout in the batting cage, you know, against, I wouldn't call it live pitching by any means. It's batting practice. He cranked a few over the home run and had a good swing. In the outfield, he a little shaky at times, showed a decent arm, throwing from a couple outfield positions to third, home, whatnot. I think he'll really have a challenge, and we'll see how good he is probably later today against live pitching.
True.
And he's 29.
That's the big thing. He's 29 years old, and who's going to take a flyer?
He's a freak athlete. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. He's also 255 pounds, they found
but
out.
But he ran above the major league average in the 60.
A lot of slow catchers, Mark.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Probably the average went up, though, because Konerko is out of the league now. So we'll talk more about Tebow coming up in a little bit. Let's try Derek one more time at 317. Derek?
Yep, I'm here.
There he is. We got you. How you doing?
Good deal. Not bad. Yourself?
Not doing too bad.
So, Favre came over to the Vikings, and you guys kind of joked about it a minute ago, and it got me thinking, how interesting would it be that he just retired as a Packer, and then I would come back and play for the Vikings. That's all I had.
Thank you, Derek. I don't see that happening.
I think he's fairly long a tooth right
now.
Yeah,
it's been five. We talk about Tebow being 29. Favre's, what, 40s right now. And, yeah, you can't take too many shots in the National Football League at that age. There's no George Blandas anymore. Let's just put it that way.
Not at the quarterback position.
Not at the quarterback position that are going to be playing until the age of 45 or so.
Brett Favre is 46.
Is he 46?
Thank you, Alex Kuhn, our producer.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
0841, how about Nick Foles for a second rounder?
You got to think the Vikings are on the open market now.
Nick Foles is really good for part of a year.
I think so. Hey, Bradford might be out there if the Eagles get off to a slow start. Get Sean Hill in there for a few games. I don't know. Ricky Stanzi, thank you, DLA. Appreciate that. You don't love it, leave it, I guess, is the bottom line of this one. 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. I want to remind you that KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization or charity or fundraising event, or has a fundraising event, I should say, coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 30 days prior to the event, and we can go ahead and put your event on our webpage at KGYMradio.com. Just go ahead, visit the webpage, and click on Community MVP to get the whole process started. Lots of things going on in the fall as well, so keep that in mind, and thanks to Fairfax State Savings Bank for helping us out with that.
Indeed. Kirk Ferentz met the media today, as did the players, and APC will have audio of that. Alex collecting same. And among the news items, about 4,400 tickets remain for the game against Miami of Ohio. C.J. Beathard, not Kirk Ferentz, I don't think, C.J. Beathard said James Daniels is going to be the center.
I wonder if he was supposed to say
Love,
that.
I don't know. Kirk Ferentz is saying, though, that it's likely, possible, insert the proper word, that a couple true freshman running backs and true freshman tight ends may see action. At running back, you may see Tokes
Akinrabade.
Akinrabade, you know.
I've been practicing.
I'm going to have to practice a couple more times. I know the pronunciation, but can't spit it out quite yet. Noah Fant, Hockenson may see action at tight end, probably Noah Fant. Devontae Young at wide receiver sounds like he is really come on, and he's going to contribute at wide receiver. Amani Jones at linebacker looks like he will see action as well. So,
Lattimore
in the defensive line, yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to play some true freshmen, no doubt about that, coming up on Saturday. And, of course, we got the pregame at 12:30 coming your way on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and the postgame coming up on said 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Immediately following the game, your phone calls, please call us. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the Hawkeyes in their first game. And, of course, Iowa State, you and I will be playing on 1600 AM. So a lot of things coming up as we dive in with both feet. And that'll be coming up on Saturday. Friday night, high school football, two dandies. Two top teners for you here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. You will get number 3, Washington, and number 9, Kennedy from Kingston Stadium. And then Alex will be down at Regina, as it'll be the still number 1 in Class 1A Regals of Regina, taking on number 9 in 3A Solon. Both those games, we hope, getting underway at 7 o'clock coming up on Friday evening. And, of course, high school football is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you to those folks. You want to talk some baseball?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. Cal Eldred set to join us as we talk about the wild card races, which are really, really getting interesting. They have been the last couple weeks, but getting even more interesting. We'll do that when we come back. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. You can correspond with us via the KGYM text line at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
AutoZone presents Smooth Driving. Worn shocks and struts can leave your car taking a nosedive. So keep it safe and smooth with a trip to AutoZone and take the ups and downs out of driving. And right now, buy three qualifying Gabriel shocks or struts and get the fourth one free by mail-in rebate. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Change your grass for the better with early Labor Day savings of 10% on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when it needs it most. So it'll be lush and green next spring when you want it most. Get 10% savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize during week one at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Use code ZONE at DraftKings.com now and play free with your first deposit. That's ZONE to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest, only at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for O'Reilly Universal or DexCool Premix Coolant on sale now for $8.99 a gallon. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Universal or DexCool Premix Coolant for $8.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
We are back, 3:24 on the Tuesday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, college football reporter, and we will also talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Looking forward to that, and that will be brought to you by Imon Communications. When we talk with him coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Pick six coming up on Thursday. Back by popular demand, Mark, we need to wipe that big board clean. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I will take care of it immediately after the show.
Okay.
And before the guys from the APC come in.
Because that's ancient history now. That is ancient history.
I'll take a snapshot just for their sake.
Okay.
And for our sake, is a source of motivation.
Source of motivation.
How about that?
Just like bowling. Take a peek at those standings. Week from tomorrow, we'll get things underway. Cal Eldred set to join us right now. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred here. And he joins us on Tuesdays throughout the baseball season and the postseason as well here for 2016. And Cal was not among the 20-some that were in, I think it was Arizona, watching Tim Tebow work out today. Interesting results, though, for some of the scouts, Cal. How you doing? Hello, Cal. I don't think we have Cal. We'll try it again. Maybe not. Maybe Cal's still watching Tim Tebow. Maybe he's still watching him out there shagging balls and taking cuts in the cage.
Maybe we should be out shagging balls. I don't know.
We will get Cal back on the horn coming up here in just a moment. And keep those texts coming in about Teddy Bridgewater, etc.
Akin Rabadi.
Tokes Akin Rabadi.
Akin Rabadi.
Yes.
Akin Rabadi.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to have to borrow your phone. No, I got it. Never mind. We'll get Cal Eldred back on the phone coming up here and talk some Major League Baseball. We'll do it with him coming up here in just a little bit as Alex is going to get him back on the horn here for us. We will have a poll question coming up for you from Emil's Hideaway as well at KGYMradio.com.
Iowa football related. The Hawks favored by 27.5. Against Miami of Ohio. Be interesting to see what the panelists, which way the panelists will go. And I think Todd found a line for Iowa State, Northern Iowa, that being Iowa State by 7. And I encouraged him considerably to throw a hook on it. Make it 7.5, Todd.
Just for fun. All right, I think we got Cal back. Cal, can you hear us?
Iowa State by 7.5.
Yeah, no.
You in on some of that action?
Yeah, only for a meal or something.
Okay. You
know. Which side?
Oh, is there any question? No question. The Hawks.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cal joins us here. Cal, we were talking about Tim Tebow, and 20-some teams going down to watch him work out today, and yeah, he impressed some a little bit today. He's a great athlete, no doubt about that. I know you weren't one of the folks. Did the Royals send a representative down there?
You know, I'm not even sure if we did, but I think there's teams that are going to go and take a look. Obviously, they said there was 27 of them down there. I don't think it's a waste of time. He is an incredible athlete, no question, but I'm not really sure if we had anyone down there. But I think I did watch some of it on TV, caught a little bit of it, and he is obviously an incredible athlete, but, you know, I think the biggest thing he has going against him is the fact that he's 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, no matter how great an athlete you are, and we watched Michael Jordan try to play baseball, maybe I actually like Tebow's swing better than what I saw than I did Michael Jordan's swing, so maybe that's going to play better. But being 29 years old and trying to pick up all those things that you need to know to move and get into the major leagues, he's got a long road ahead of him. But the one thing that we may discount from him being 29 years old is that he's taken incredible care of his body. And an organization may go ahead and take a chance on him because he's a great person and he would be a great influence in an organization.
I think somewhat sad, though, Cal, is that hundreds and hundreds of baseball players – present and in the past have never had or had the luxury of being under the microscope of 27 major league teams before, and then you have a guy who hasn't played since high school getting 27 teams watching him.
Well, there's no question. If he wasn't Tim Tebow, if he wasn't a Heisman Trophy winner, if he hadn't played in the NFL, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things that we always remind our kids that life is not fair, and this is something that that is an advantage for what he's done in the past, but not anything in the game of baseball.
He went 1-for-5 today off of former Major League pitcher Chad Smith in live hitting. Now, I don't know how fast Chad Smith was throwing. Probably not 90s, I would imagine. Probably. I don't know. What could you hum one up there, Cal? High 70s, low 80s, maybe?
Without blowing something out?
Properly warmed up.
I'd better stay in the 70s, guys. I know he faced David Ardsma, too. And the Cardinals had David Ardsma a couple years ago. And he still throws pretty decent. But like you said, it's not major league caliber pitching. It's probably more A-ball caliber pitching, and it's recognizing pitches, and that's the long road that he has ahead of him, is trying to figure out recognizing the different pitches.
Cal, I read an interesting story today. I can't remember the source, but it had to do with never before have two second basemen won the respective league's most valuable player award. And the point of the story was that Jose Altuve and Daniel Murphy have a chance to do that. I would favor Altuve, but in the National League, you got to think about Chris Bryant as well. But just the fact that two second basemen have a chance to at least finish high in the MVP is something.
As a former second baseman, I think that's fantastic.
Well, you know what, Scott? That's where I started my high school career. When a guy's 5'7" and 128 pounds, that's where they play.
I was a little bigger than that.
I was an eighth grader, though. I think, like you said, Mark, Jose Altuve, you know, we made an argument for him last week.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Murphy was a guy that I was going to mention this week just because we kind of left him out of the discussion. But he is an MVP for that team. He's made such a difference in the lineup for the Washington Nationals. He's kind of helped them have a steady offensive presence throughout the entire season. He's taken some of the pressure off of Jason Worth, and I think he's been better because of that. A lot of the other guys in that lineup haven't had so much expected of him because he's in that lineup. So he may be the Nationals MVP. I don't know if he is the National League MVP, but and I've also heard some. I know he's not a second baseman, but I know Corey Seager, too, at shortstop. For the Dodgers, they're pushing that. I mean, Rookie of the Year and MVP. I don't know if I agree with that, but, you know, what's going on in Chicago with a couple guys is going to be hard to argue with.
Mm-hmm. True, especially with the way Chris Bryant is swinging right now. He has been red hot.
Why are they pitching to him, Cal?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. And this is interesting. I'm trying to remember who the coach was. One of our coaches in our minor league organization may have been Mark Davis. I had a son who played with Chris Bryant in college, and they said that there was so often he saw so many off-speed pitches in college that he learned to hit those and drive those and stay through the ball. And good hitters, we know good hitters can hit fastballs. It just doesn't matter. And I think sometimes, Mark, they may be actually, you know, trying to pitch around the guy, mm-hmm. but it's not always the pitch down the middle that Chris Bryant hits. It's the low breaking ball. It's the ball that's inside. He has the ability, because he stays through the ball, to hit the ball to the other field, and sometimes not even a strike. So he has that canny ability to stay on the fastball, but also to be able to hit that off-speed stuff. But I don't know. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, gave up 3 home runs to Sammy Sosa in one game, and I'm probably a bad guy to ask why they're still pitching to him.
You didn't have to bring that up, man. You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, it's easy to bring it up if you won the game, so it's much easier. So.
Cal, your employer, here they come. They're not going to give up that crown easily, the Royals, and they have gotten themselves back into the wild card chase. Right now, they're, I believe, only 2 games out as far as the second wild card position.
Well, and not only have they come back, but guys, look at what the Houston Astros are doing.
Yep.
And you look and see what that has tightened so much. But also, I remember, I think a couple weeks ago, we were discussing who was going to crawl up and take control of the American League East. And lo and behold, it's a team, Toronto, who we did discuss, and I think we all kind of agreed upon, that they were going to rise. And it's this time of year. It's hard to explain, and I couldn't explain it until I played on teams that made it into the playoffs or made pushes at the end of the year, how you get to this time of year. And it's like this last week of August, you forget about the dog days. And all you think about, you just keep realizing, and it's more so important to you to understand what this month of September means and how short that month is and how valuable those games are. And Houston's been close. Kansas City has been there. Detroit's done it for years. And you see those teams rising, and Toronto's done it the last couple of years, and that leaves the question, can Cleveland hang on? You know, because I don't think the division is wrapped up yet.
Looking at the Boston Red Sox, Cal, and especially their offense, they've got 3 guys in the top 5 in American League batting average, among Mookie Betts, David Ortiz, and Dustin Pedroia. You got Bogarts hitting over 300 as well. If Toronto and Baltimore didn't have equally effective offenses, Boston might be running away.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, and I think as much as we talk about the offense, and Boston's been doing it all year, and we've been watching. And I remember early in the season, correct me if I'm wrong, they were almost averaging, it seemed like, double digits. There was so many games they scored 8 or 7 and more runs a game. And you got Mookie Betts, who is having, you know, there's another guy you can argue that should have the AL MVP. And David Ortiz having a fantastic year. Pedroia is always a guy that's a tough at-bat. But now all of a sudden, here we go. We're talking about a whole lineup. But when you got Drew Pomeranz has added a lot to that rotation. Rick Porcello, 18 wins, guys. You know, they're pitching, they're starting pitching. I really feel is what's getting them and keeping them in this race.
Their run differential, 120, best in the American League.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that does is that allows your bullpen
not to have stressful innings all the time at the end of a game. And I know Tony La Russa had a theory that when you had a tough division, that it really challenged you day after day. You're playing those close ball games, that it really prepared you for the playoffs. But the other side of that is you need some laughers. And obviously Boston has had those, so that you can rest some of those guys in the pen. Or when they go out, it's not always a one-run lead or a tie ball game. Believe me, I know what it's like to pitch with a 3 or 4 run lead, because in St. Louis, that's usually when I got to pitch, and it's a comfortable spot.
Well, speaking of the Cardinals, it's another week. Another Cardinal pitcher goes on the disabled list, this time Michael Leek. How are the Cardinals and the Dodgers, how are they staying in this thing? The Dodgers now have taken over the National League West by a game and a half of the Giants. They've had 7 starting pitchers go on the disabled list this year. Those two teams to be in the position they are is pretty remarkable.
It really is. And the how you do it is that you have that depth. And the Dodgers, I was just in Des Moines, and Nick Tepish with our Omaha team actually made a start for the Dodgers, and he's with our Omaha team. And I'm sitting here going, wow, to your point, Scott, I'm going, this is crazy that this actually, I'm standing next to a guy who started the game for the Dodgers this year. But I think the Dodgers, once again, offensively, they've been pretty consistent. St. Louis has hit more home runs than they've hit in years. And I think they've been getting some key hits from Jerko. And obviously, Molina is always in the lineup. And Matt Carpenter has been solid, too. So I think their offenses have kept them into games. And really, what's made the Dodgers pitching, even though it hasn't been their normal guys in their rotation, really good, is the fact that they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. And so they're not making mistakes when the ball's hit.
In your long experience with the major leagues as a player and now as a coach executive, how much do September call-ups, how much can they make a difference?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've seen, when I was with St. Louis, I saw us use players to just run bases. Mm. And now and the Kansas City Royals have done that the last couple of years. Actually, Billy Burns, who we traded for during the season from Oakland, that's almost his sole reason he's there. Terrence Gore is a guy we have in Double-A who's extremely fast. He can change a ball game in a heartbeat. And so when those rosters expand, from an offensive standpoint, from a base running standpoint, it can really have a huge impact offensively. But I think the other thing is, and it was interesting because we had Jason Vargas, who started the game for us Saturday in Des Moines. Chris Medlin pitched in the middle of the game, or end of the game, and Wade Davis pitched in the middle of the game. And so these guys are all rehabbing. Well, Wade made a comment to me that he'll have the luxury in September to be able to pitch a day, have a couple days off, and then pitch again because the rosters expand. And it's a huge advantage. But I think I know where you're going with this. I also think that to make it a more level playing field, I think we need to limit rosters, maybe expand it to 26 or something like that. But when you have a series or a game that you can only have 25 or 26 guys eligible for that instead of 40.
Mm. Yeah. Gets crowded in the old dugout at this time of the year.
Yeah, old Detroit Tiger Stadium was a little cramped down there in the old submarine in the bullpen.
Cal Elder joining us at 3:42 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. The long national nightmare for Atlanta Braves fans is 4 games away from being over until they're eliminated, but they can look forward to a new ballpark coming up. So, you know, the fun part about this time of the year, like Mark said, the Twins, if they won every game from now on, they would still be under 500 at 80-82, I'm sorry. But to see the youngsters play, that's the other half of the September call-up equation. You get a chance to see some guys against Major League pitching in there, and that's what the Braves are going to do. The Twins are going to do that. The Reds, the Brewers, heck, the Diamondbacks are even going to be in that situation.
Well, and I think you really look at the Diamondbacks. For the Diamondbacks, they've been using pitching that
all year that should be in AAA or AA.
Yeah.
That's been their situation. The Twins, I think they have big league ball players. I really think they do. But there's some guys who may have had to get rushed a little bit. But I think they have Major League Baseball players on their team. They just need more experience and seasoning. I look at Atlanta a little bit like that, but Atlanta's been taking a look at some young guys quite a bit with a few veterans mixed in. I think that Atlanta has further to go than the Minnesota Twins in my mind because they have a few more veteran guys that are basically free agent signs that are playing on their team. And it's time for those guys to take a seat and to play the youngsters and just see what you do have.
I remember hearing a discussion, Cal, on the Twins Network that I think either Bly Levin or Morris was having, that the Twins, prior to winning it all in 87, really had some awful teams. And guys like Herbeck and Gaetti and others really had to suffer the lumps for a while before they were successful. I don't think a lot of fans appreciate that in this day and age when you want instant gratification.
Well, I think another organization that makes me think about is the Cleveland Indians. Really, in the late 80s, early 90s, when Kenny Lofton and Albert Bell and Jim Thome, Paul Sorrento, guys like that were cutting their teeth, and then you added Brian Giles and Richie Sexton and Jeremy Burnett. These were guys that were getting their teeth kicked in a little bit early on in their careers and all together in Cleveland. And then through the middle of the 90s and later, they did a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really did. And you can really find some guys maybe flying under the radar a little bit at this time of the year. We're getting closer and closer. We're about a month away now. From the end of the season, you know who's going to be more than likely in the playoffs. You know the Cubs are going to be in the playoffs. Washington looks like they're a pretty good bet to make the playoffs. Mets are starting to put things together a little bit. They're back to a tie with Miami now behind Washington. You got to think that Texas is going to be a shoe-in for the playoffs. Cleveland looks pretty good at this point, although it's only about, I think, a five-game lead. But you can start to see some trends and start to see some teams that are already thinking maybe in the back of their mind anyway about the postseason.
Well, and what that's going to mean for some of these teams, especially a team like Texas with an 8.5 game lead, a team like the Cubs who are up 14 games, Washington who's up 9, Washington not having Strasburg in their rotation. This is a perfect time to give the guy a blow if he really needs it, and get it. But you need to get him back out there for a couple starts before the season ends. I'm not saying that you can, like you're saying, Scott, I'm not saying you can just count on it that you're going to make the playoffs. We've seen, 10, 11 game winning streaks. Well, we've seen losing streaks the same way. And you see some of these teams getting hot too that are in the wild card race. So, the other thing I think that's important for these teams that look like they're going to make the playoffs, they have to keep pushing on the gas because you get that lull. You can get into a lull, and you can't just – I look at the Cubs and Texas and Washington, the teams that you named, they're not the types of teams that can just flip the switch because they don't have that much history in the playoffs, especially the Cubs and the Nationals. Texas has been there some. But you're dealing with different players. So it's you start focusing too much on resting and setting things back, and then it's awful hard to get it going again.
Before we get to your top five, Cal, I want to ask you about Scott Schebler out of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Traded by the Dodgers to the Reds in the offseason. Started with the Reds, got sent down, got called back up. And he's now on a five-game hitting streak, whale of a weekend with 3 home runs and 6 RBI in 2 games. Could he be in the majors to stay?
I really think he could be. You look at the thing is it's kind of like what we're talking about with the Twins, with the Braves. They're going to play some younger guys and see what they actually have. And the thing about Scott is that he was traded for, and so the Reds They want to give him a chance to succeed. And by him coming up and doing what he's been doing the last week and a half, it hasn't solidified anything for him, but it's obviously beyond jello, let's put it that way. And you can walk on it right now because they want him to succeed. And so going forward, they're going to start putting their club together now for next year, at least in their minds, knowing who they're going to lose, knowing the advantages. Actually, it's not a disadvantage for him to have gone down and played a little bit in AAA because those coaches get to see him. They get to know him. And now the big league staff is getting to see him and know him. That's an advantage for Scott. He's going to have guys that are going to be able to help him with his weaknesses and hopefully take a liking to him.
The Pittsburgh Pirates were just even two or three games under 500 against the Chicago Cubs. They'd be running away with the wild card right now in the National League. They cannot beat the Chicago Cubs.
Well, and the thing is, it was surprising to me that they actually swept the Brewers. They couldn't beat the Milwaukee Brewers for, the last 4 or 5 years. So I thought, well, they're gonna come off of this and maybe play the Cubs really well. But I think the Cubs being in L.A. and having the Dodgers play them so well and playing those tough games, the Cubs were so happy to get back home, even though it was a long flight, that I think that they figured we've got to step it up. But they did play. It was obviously a long game, but you got to give the Cubs a lot of credit for being able to come back and win. So it's the Pirates, no question, they have to play better. I think they're disappointing themselves, and having Garrett Cole on the disabled list doesn't help. And also, you know, they did trade their closer. You know, they do not have Melanson at the end of the ball game, and they're depending on other guys to finish those games when Melanson has been lights out for them in years past.
Cal's top five may be on the verge of being renamed the Cubs and four other teams. Regardless, Cal, what do you got?
I know that's extremely hard to believe, but if it was going to happen like that, it should be a year that I'm not working for the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'll tell you what, it was the number 4-5 team has changed. The other teams are going to be the same, guys, because they deserve it and they've earned it. But they do switch around a little bit. I had Boston in at number 5 last week, but the Toronto Blue Jays are proving that they're going to keep pushing. And this is the time of year that they know how to play baseball. So, you know, and you look at their starting rotation, it should be better. Actually, Aaron Sanchez not being in the big leagues is a travesty to me, unless they're just giving him some rest. That guy's nasty. So Toronto's at number 5. The Washington Nationals are at number 4. Cleveland at number 3. I know they're 4-6 in their last 10. They've had some tough ball games, but they still... You know, they just pulled one out again last night, so you got to give them a lot of credit. And then Texas, you know, they took 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. That's why I switched them in the top 5. Give Texas credit. They've won 3 in a row, but man, the Cubs, I know they went on a road trip and they had a winning road trip, and obviously the Dodgers were included in that, and they're winning the games that they should and playing tough in the tough one. So give them a lot of credit there at the top of the list.
All right, Cal. We'll see what happens in the next week or so. We will. We'll talk to you next Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday. Have a good elongated weekend. We'll talk to you then.
I will. You bet. Enjoy the baseball, guys.
You bet. Cal Elder joining us on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll come back. We'll talk about our poll question and more when we return after this here on KGYM.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play. At TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables you rent by the hour. But you gotta be 21 to get in because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. MediacomCable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at MediacomCable.careers.
A backyard rivalry is revisited this Friday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Friday at 7 as Class 3A, number 9 rated Solon meets Class 1A, number 1 Iowa City Regina. The Spartans will look to take down their second top rated team of the year in 2 weeks, while the Regals look to bounce back after the tough loss at Xavier. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. 3A, number 9 Solon at 1A, number 1 Iowa City Regina. Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
We rejoin you at 3:53 on the Tuesday edition of the gym class. Our thanks to Cal Eldred for joining us here today. Coming up tomorrow, Chris List, rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by Ion Communications. And also, we will talk with Adam Rittberg from ESPN.com, college football reporter. And mentioned that Chris is going to be joining us and all our fantasy football this year, including our APC-led fantasy football league being brought to you by Ion Communications. Want to thank them for helping us out.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Which true freshman are you most interested in seeing play for the Hawkeyes this weekend? Would it be defensive tackle Cedric Lattimore, tight end Noah Fant, place kicker Keith Duncan, wide receiver Devontae Young, or cornerback Manny Rugumba?
Interesting.
Go ahead and vote. More on Kirk Ferentz and what he had to say coming up on the APC.
Yeah, Alex is getting that taken care of right now, and we will hear from Kirk and some of the players coming up. C.J. Beathard spilling the beans about James Daniels perhaps moving to center since he was listed as a guard in the depth chart just a couple days ago. So we'll see if that's just a feign for the Miami Redhawks. I don't know. If I had to answer that question, I would throw out the answer Keith Duncan. Kicker coming in, kicker, new punter. Iowa plays a lot of close games. I don't think Saturday is going to be one of those particular close games, but you better have a steady special teams if you want to do well. And for the most part, Iowa did last year. Marshall Kane trotted in, kicks 57-yarder to win the Pitt game. Who knows where the season goes if he doesn't make that kick last year.
To me, Keith Young is 1A and Devontae Young is 1B. Devontae Young is a wide receiver who, by all appearances, has the ability to stretch the field. We know Vandenberg and McCarron and folks like that are reliable receivers. But not burners by any means.
But we don't know anything about Jay Shiel yet.
Jay Shiel, not a freshman, true freshman, but I think a lot of people want to see what he can do as well. He's going to start at one wide receiver, Devontae Young, backing up Riley McCarron. So, again, a half a dozen or more true freshmen may play on Saturday.
Some of the topics that came out of Iowa City today, a little over 4,000 tickets remain for the game, so good opportunity, maybe the only opportunity this year if you haven't purchased season tickets. You want to go to Iowa City to see a game. This might be your best shot at it. Four captains announced, and I don't think any surprises. C.J. Beathard, Matt Vandenberg, Desmond King, and Josie Jewell, three seniors and one junior, will be your captains for the Hawkeyes. Of course, three of those guys went with Kirk Ferentz to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. So not a big surprise right there, I think. And we'll see. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz, some of the players coming up in a little bit. And we'll talk some football tomorrow with Adam Rittenberg. We'll talk a little Big Ten football, not only covering the Big Ten. Used to do that specifically, and now covers the entire college realm, Adam does. But we'll get to him.
One of your last chances to visit with Chris Liss as you get ready for your fantasy football drafts. We have our inner office draft tomorrow night.
I will ask him who I should take number one.
Oh, come on.
Well, I want to get his thought on it. Then what I should do in the 2 hours I have to wait until I get another pick.
It's Jamal Charles, isn't it?
It's not Teddy Bridgewater. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, Viking fans. We're going to find out at the top of the hour on what the status is, at least what they know right now for Teddy Bridgewater, who was injured in a non-contact drill knee injury earlier today at Vikings practice. And the early prognosis, at least according to some, doesn't sound very good.
Mm.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. APC coming your way next. Keep it right here at KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless.